Hello again, everybody. This is Lance Russell with Championship Wrestling with another big week. Join us right now.
Hey, welcome to the Double Dropkick Show. I'm Heath Mulliken.
And I'm Mark Whip.
And we continue on this great journey, our ultimate fantasy tournament, where we're taking 32 men from four different periods, four different eras, four different whatever, weeding them down to 16 to make an ultimate 64-man tournament. Now, if you're listening or watching this, there were a couple parameters we put on ourselves. Number one, it's just 1983 to today. So no Luthez, no Ed Strangler Lewis, some of your favorites, no Jacob from the Bible.
One of your favorites.
One of my favorites. Also, we got some comments on the last one where we were doing the WWF WWE bracket. And we got the comment, hey, Goldberg's not on there. He was on the WCW bracket. Mm-hmm. You can go to doubledropkick.com. And you can see all the other brackets. You can listen to all these episodes. You know what else you can do?
What's that?
There's banners. One of those banners is to Patreon. Patreon.com/doubledropkick.
Or there's other ones too, but you go ahead with that.
Yeah. And you can just support the show. I mean, we put money into this every month. Hosting fees, liposuction. We have expenses. And it's just, it's a way.
The liposuction? I don't think it took.
But there's, there's expenses.
You know, before you do your holiday shopping, too, there's an Amazon banner on there.
That's
If you just like us, and you say, you know what, I don't want to pay you for, I understand that. We're not panhandling here on Patreon. But if you want to help us out, you could go to doubledropkick.com, click on the Amazon link, and do your shopping, and that would help us out. We get a little kickback from
there. There's a Dollar Shave Club banner. That's a great gift to give somebody. You and I really don't shave a lot, so it's not a good gift for us.
Not a shaver.
But yeah, just there's different banners. The best Christmas present you could do for us is subscribe, download the episodes.
Go to iTunes especially and give us a 5-star rate and give us a review.
That bumps us up. There's so much competition in wrestling podcast. We're trying to be different than these other ones. So today, right now, what we're going to record is the current wrestlers.
Uh-huh.
32 wrestlers.
It ain't going to be everybody in the world.
No, it is from around the world.
Yeah.
New Japan, WWE, Ring of Honor, TNA, Lucha Underground, pretty much everywhere.
Somebody that you like might not be on here.
Right. You're pretty much guaranteed somebody you like is not going to be on here.
Yeah. It's telling us that we should put masks on, just so you know.
I actually have some Clemson mask.
I ain't wearing one of those. I tend to agree with the guy from ESPN.
Every fan base is not like that.
According to him, he has not experienced up until, I mean, even before he said what he said about Clemson.
Listen.
That he didn't have more hate from anybody than he got from Clemson fans. Like, no, he didn't. That's just what he said. I don't know.
Listen, that man, I'm trying to think what current wrestler he would be like.
For me,
he's trying to be relevant by latching on to somebody who is relevant, up and coming, you know, just something like that. You know.
Or it could be he dropped a pipe bomb like CM Punk.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to rip a pipe bomb.
All right, here we go.
What y'all didn't want to hear about how intolerable and insufferable y'all are. Brock. Man, that's a great first pick.
First man on the board, Brock Lesnar. And I feel bad. I feel absolutely terrible. And we could find ourselves in a quandary here.
No.
I can think of about two names, maybe.
Yeah.
This is not one of them, but I'd love to see this match. Bobby Lashley.
Oh, man. That's a good friend. Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley in the first round. That's
great.
Yeah, I like it.
All right. Again, this is a blind draw. to take any bias out of it. Next, we've got Jay Briscoe, one of my personal favorites.
Okay. What does it matter?
Adam Cole. So, to Mark's delight, getting rid of one of the ROH guys.
No, I like Jay Briscoe.
Yeah.
I like Jay Briscoe, so.
All right, here we go.
Adam Cole. I mean, I took a crap this morning, bigger than him.
Kevin Owens.
Just pick one.
Rey Mysterio. I even spelled his name wrong. That's a great match.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see that.
Zack Sabre Jr. Tanahashi. Some matches I would pay to see already.
Of course. You're a big mark for the little guy.
Cody Rhodes. Tanahashi's not little.
Okay.
He plays a mean air guitar.
He does do that. He can tear it up.
Matt Hardy.
Oh, that's a good match.
Let me tell you, I've watched more TNA since he went crazy than I have in a long time.
You and everybody else.
Okada. If we're calling out names you've never heard of and you saying you don't like today's wrestling, I'm telling you, look them up. Sheamus. I think he was on there by, not sure how he got on here. I guess.
Because he's a current guy. I don't know.
Chris Hero. Mm-hmm. Ambrose. Oh, I was thinking it was Chris Hero and Sheamus. Dang it. Seth Rollins. Pentagon Jr.
Oh, man.
Wowzers. Roman Reigns.
Cannot wait to put him over somebody's favorite.
Randy Orton. Everybody's a winner with this match.
That's funny, man.
Jeff Hardy. We must have left some names out of here. Bobby Roode.
Bobby Roode.
Glorious. Listen, when a 13-year-old girl says, hey, play his music.
Oh, yeah, that's a good song. My wife is a fan of it, too.
Cesaro. AJ Styles. How far, okay, if they were wrestling 3 hours away,
mm-hmm.
we'd go to that, wouldn't we? In an indie setting.
Yeah, in an indie setting, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because in an indie setting, you're going to get at least a 20-minute match.
But it would be Claudio Castagnoli versus AJ Styles.
Right, that's true. Next, you got Jay Lethal. Did we put any NXT guys in here? Okay, I see him now. I see him. Well, we got Bobby Roode on here.
Yeah.
The Miz. Jericho.
One of Michael Hofer's favorites. I can't wait to put somebody over him.
Rusev.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You got to be kidding me. John Cena. Now, this is going to be big right here.
Is it, though?
I don't know.
If you draw out, like, Doink the Clown or something.
Dolph Ziggler.
Yep. That's an easy one. Is it Ziggler or Ziggler?
Ziggler.
I don't care enough to know.
Nakamura, who just won re-won the NXT. Well, by the time you hear this, it's been about a month.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan and Nakamura. First round.
Right. I like it.
I love it. And our last two men who have battled, Samoa Joe and Finn Balor.
These are, like, just so you know, like a lot of Heath's favorites. So it's great.
I feel like
that he's going to have to make a choice between Samoa Joe and Finn Balor.
I'm looking forward to the I'm looking forward to the conversations here.
Really?
Do we have any comments on the...
Let's see. We got Michael Jernigan joined. No comments.
Slackers. Slackers all. Mark, what's the first matchup over here?
Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley. To me, that's easy. That's Brock Lesnar.
Absolutely.
I mean, no
disrespect to Bobby Lashley.
Yeah. What's he going to do?
Yeah, what's he going to do?
Hits me, I'll sue him.
Right. Yeah, Brock Lesnar, easy choice. Jay Briscoe and Adam Cole.
To me, that's an easy choice is Jay Briscoe, but what say you? Because you follow it a little closer than I do.
I would definitely say for the overall. Okay.
And he's been treated a lot more serious by Ring of Honor. I mean, right?
Right.
I mean, the way they've presented Briscoe is as a butt kicker and a tough guy. And
let me tell you, we went to pay-per-view in Charlotte, or Charlotte, and it was Jay Briscoe and Jay Lethal, and the promo they played to open up the show. Uh-huh. I was there with there's like five or six of us. We were all looking around. We had chills. We were ready for that because it was just done so well. And part of that is Jay Briscoe, so believable. So, yeah, it's Jay Briscoe there. I love Adam Cole. But Jay Briscoe has, for so long, carried Ring of Honor. You got Kevin Owens and Rey Mysterio.
I think Kevin Owens would eat Rey Mysterio.
Yes.
I like Rey Mysterio.
I love Rey Mysterio.
He's a good underdog. And I don't know. For me personally, I'd have to go with Owens. But yeah. I know that's going to make people mad.
I think Owens, his legacy is just getting started.
I do too. I mean, he's an up-and-coming guy. And
I think when all is said and done, career-wise, Kevin Owens is and may already have a better resume than Rey Mysterio. Zack Sabre Jr. and Tanahashi.
What do you think?
That's Tanahashi.
Yeah, I think so. He's just such a big star in Japan. Man.
Yeah.
And
I mean, you're going to have people in Japan tuning in at an ungodly hour to watch this.
Right, right. I mean, and he's going to have a good match with somebody. So.
Now, you asked me in 10 years. I mean, Zack Sabre, we've only heard of him the last couple of years.
True.
Whereas Tanahashi.
He's a great wrestler.
Oh, love it. Here's the thing I love about Zack Sabre Jr. Right now, he's not like everybody else.
True.
He's a smaller guy, granted.
Oh, right.
But he does
not.
And
that way, he is like everybody else.
Correct. But even in that, he's long and gangly and I don't know what I'm trying to say. Cody Rhodes and Matt Hardy.
I mean, Matt Hardy's over, man.
Oh, yeah. Delete, delete, delete.
I mean, people love him. You hear people now saying, just like you, I've never watched more TNA than
yes.
I have.
Yes.
With Matt Hardy. I mean, Matt Hardy's a businessman. He's a good businessman.
Yes.
And I just... Cody Rhodes is... I mean, he's all right.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Ultimately, about Cody Rhodes is he's just all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okada and Sheamus.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you. Uh-huh. I know people ain't going to like it. I think Okada's one of the most overrated professional wrestlers in the world today.
Okay, I'm not saying I disagree with you. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. Sheamus is being pushed right in the correct way, I think Sheamus is not bad.
Right.
He has good matches with people.
But why do you think Okada's overrated?
I just do. I don't think he looks like a professional wrestler. I think he looks like a pop star.
All right. Do you think that part of the reason of him being overrated is because there's such a vacuum
in WWE, people are longing for anything, that New Japan, the last 2 years, has gotten so hot.
Yeah.
People talking about it that...
You know who's not on this list that I just realized?
Who?
It's Kenny Omega.
Right?
I'm thinking maybe Kenny Omega should have been on there instead of Zack Sabre Jr. or Rey Mysterio.
Or Pentagon. Or Bobby Roode.
Yeah, or Bobby Lashley. Yeah, Kenny Omega should have been on here. That's an omission on our part. And
you don't even like Kenny Omega.
No, but he should have been on here. I don't have to like... I'm a booker. I don't have to like everybody.
Is Kenny Omega... who could we replace him? At this point...
Well, we're not going to replace anybody because it is what it is. He just didn't get the invite. Right. I'm not going to replace anybody because of it.
So by the time people listen to this, it's probably going to be a week or two out, if that, from Wrestle Kingdom 12 or 11 or whatever. Kenny Omega going after the world title, IWGP, from Okada, I think it is.
Yeah, I think so.
I just let me get your thoughts on that. Omega just won the
G1
Climax, first American or first non-Japanese.
Gaijin to ever do it. And I think there's a big reason for that. I think number one, WWE is raiding these people. They're raiding the talent and they're getting top stars. And I think giving him a win in that prestigious tournament and possibly giving him a run with the IWGP title is probably a way to keep him around.
Right.
Funny fact, as we begin to talk, or not a funny fact, just I found the original G1 tournament, the climax to it. Do you know who faced each other?
No.
A man that was returning from North America after a very successful run entered, and it was Muta. He was in the tournament. And he faced a man who had come from North America also, who was a gaijin, and Big Van Vader had been recently been given in the tournament finals of the very first G1 Climax is Big Van Vader versus Kiji Muto. And somebody was in the crowd and shot it with handheld. It's not very good quality, but I did finally get to see the match from the original G1 finals. It's a great match. It's a five-star
match. So is that not recorded somewhere?
It may be, but I have never been able to find it. I just knew that it existed, and somebody uploaded it on handheld camera that they had.
Is that on YouTube right there?
Yeah.
All right, we'll put write a note. Put a link. Muta and Vader.
Like I said, the quality's not great.
Right, hey.
But
it's Muta and Vader.
It's Muto.
Muto. Kaiji Muto. And if you want to know the difference between great Muta, Kaiji Muto, we covered that on episode.
There's a match that I watched recently where Muto was, I don't know, it was a tag team match. Well, anyway, he's just getting destroyed.
Yeah.
And he can't make a cut. Every time he makes a comeback, they cut him off, and he gets fed up, and he takes off running back to the dressing room. And he's back there less than a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes back out, he smeared paint on his face real quick and put his trunks on, and he comes back out as the great Muta and then starts kicking everybody's butt. It's awesome.
I would love to link to that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So we never did finish. Okada and Sheamus.
I don't care. I'm going to let you make it. I'll give you the call on this one. Because I don't care. It's not a... Neither one of those guys are heels that I care to die on. I would go with Sheamus just because more people know who he is. But Okada is probably going to give me a better match.
If we're talking about the greatest 64 wrestlers, most impactful, I got to go with Okada.
Okay.
That's how I feel about it. Again, that's a
I don't care enough to,
right.
to argue about it. So.
All right, Chris Hero and Dean Ambrose.
Personally, I got to go with Chris Hero.
I go Chris Hero.
Because I think he's a better worker than Dean Ambrose is.
Yeah. Listen, if Chris Hero, he's in Dean Ambrose's, Dean Ambrose is in Chris Hero's spot right now.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, because if he had wanted to hang around.
Can you imagine Chris Hero and AJ Styles?
I'm going to go ahead and tell you this. And yeah. I don't want to put anything out there that's not true, because that's not what we do. But there are rumors, speculations. Starting January 2017, Chris Hero's telling everybody he can't take any more bookings. So he's not taking bookings past the end of this year. Just throwing that out there. Seth Rollins.
Where did you see this?
Believe it or not, I know people.
You know people. You heard it here first, fans. Breaking news. Mark does not share his sources. Seth Rollins and Pentagon Jr.
Listen, I like Pentagon Jr., but I got to go with Seth Rollins.
I agree.
That's an easy, I mean.
And that may be different a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now.
But today, Seth Rollins is a main eventer for WWE.
But Mark, he's a dangerous worker. He hurts people.
Well, he might do that, but.
All right. Roman Reigns and Randy Orton.
Roman Reigns, man. I want to make everybody mad.
You're pushing him down her throat.
Wait till you see how this tournament ends. Jeff Hardy versus Bobby Roode.
Wait a minute. What?
You think I'm pushing Roman Reigns down your throat right now?
Let me tell you. Give me that pin.
We just getting started. Jeff Hardy and Bobby Roode. I mean, just come Jeff on. Hardy. Just Jeff Hardy.
I love Bobby Roode. Jeff Hardy is...
I don't like Jeff Hardy, but I don't care about who I like and who I don't like.
Right. I got a Cesaro. You got to slow down and let it breathe a little bit.
I don't need to let that breathe. It's easy.
Well, I know, but from one match to the next, Cesaro and AJ Styles. AJ Styles.
AJ Styles, I mean.
The man wrestled with a hole in his pants.
I heard about that.
He's great.
Yeah.
Jay Lethal and The Miz.
6 months ago, I wouldn't even have had a discussion about this.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like The Miz, but that guy's in the middle of a hot run right now.
Yes, he is.
He is, and he's in a hot run in the biggest company in the world, and more people know who he is than know who Jay Lethal.
Yeah.
And I can't believe I'm going to say it, but I got to go with The Miz.
The Miz, and again, 6 months ago, I vote Jay Lethal.
Don't even think about it.
Right. Don't even think about it.
No, we're not even having a
conversation. But where The Miz is now.
He turned a corner somewhere when he cut that promo.
On Daniel Bryan.
On Daniel Bryan, something happened with that guy.
Yeah. So, all right.
And they brought his wife in. And I'm going to tell you, that might have something to do with it. They let him bring his wife on the road. He's happy.
Yeah.
You know.
He's getting some every night.
You know, and maybe that's.
All right. Let me ask you this. I know we're getting off topic. And we're about a month too late talking about this. A lot of people talked about the end of the TLC match with Lesnar and The Miz. Ziggler and The Miz.
Okay.
A lot of people didn't like the ending, Miz, two nut shots, and then grabbing the belt. Personally, I liked it because it made me hate The Miz more.
But that's the thing. They seem to confuse heel heat with
go away heat, you mean?
I know, the guy cheats to win.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be mad at him about that.
I am mad at him.
Right. But some people, younger generation, that equals, I don't know, it's hard to put it into words. Like, I really don't like him because he tarnished the belt.
Yeah.
Somebody, you know, I don't know. I mean, because I didn't watch the match, but I've heard about it.
Like, obviously. I liked it because that's how, if I want The Miz to do more of that.
Yeah.
Like.
So, wait a minute. The bad guy cheated to win, and you're mad at him about it. And now you want to pay to see him get beat up. That's why The Miz is on here.
So, The Miz not only cheated to win, then he cuts that promo, and that was great.
What did he say?
He said, thanks to Daniel Bryan for this opportunity or something that. It was great, man.
Nice.
Chris Jericho and Rusev, I know what you're trying to do here, and I'm not going to let you. The man's a 9-time Intercontinental Champion.
What do you mean you're not going to let me? Let me ask you this. What plan do you have to stop me?
Listen, there's three people watching this video right now. They're going to call their senator. send their cards and letters. They're going to send their cards and letters in. We're going to have
wait,
names
wait, wait,
them.
Wait. Are they all going to tweet me and make me think that I care?
No, they're not going to make you think you care. All right, so who you got? Who you
picking? Rusev. It's just because Mike Hofer loves Chris Jericho, and I want Rusev to crush him.
So, all right, so here's the thing. As all right, let's think about the grand scheme of things.
Uh-huh.
Grand scheme of things, I think about this tournament.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of guys similar to Chris Jericho.
Uh-huh.
But I only got one Rusev.
Exactly.
I pick Rusev, the man that lost in about a minute to Brock Lesnar the other night at a house show. John Cena and Dolph Ziggler.
Come on, Dolph John Ziggler. John Cena. Nakamura and Daniel Bryan.
Wow.
I mean, that's a good.
I would say this may be.
Well, these next two, neither one of them are easy calls.
No.
Nakamura versus Daniel Bryan.
So here's what you got to understand, okay? As we're doing this, it's not just about picking our favorites.
No.
We're thinking, as a booker, you have to think big picture. You have to think personalities. You have to think who can work with a variety. You don't know who these guys are going to face.
Right.
In the next round. And so when you have a toss-up, which what I mean is, to the casual fan, on paper it's a toss-up.
Uh-huh.
It's never a toss-up because Booker's got to decide.
Right.
Booker's got the pen. Show him the pen. Show me the pen. I have a pen. I have an apple. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, we're going to watch it. It's phenomenal.
What is it?
It's just this Japanese guy. And he's like, I have an apple. I have a pen. Apple pen. I have a pen. I have pineapple. Pineapple pen. Apple pen. Pineapple pen. Pin pineapple apple pin dance now. It's it's as bad as it sounds.
Why would I want to watch that?
Because it's hilarious.
It doesn't sound like it's going to be the kind of thing that I'll find funny.
When you see that man dance,
okay, all right.
But then you've seen me dance, so that may
yeah.
Nakamura is so good,
mm-hmm,
that he was the IWGP Intercontinental Champion and elevated it to equality to the world title.
Yeah, true.
Daniel Bryan,
he's so good, he's on the C-level show for the biggest company in the world.
This is true. Hey, they
saw a great line the other day. Somebody asked Meltzer how long they thought it would take before Nakamura moved up to the main roster, and he said it generally takes about 2 years for him to make sure they don't get over. About 2 years to strip everything away from them that makes you like them.
I got Okada. I got Tanahashi. I think Daniel Bryan is that universal underdog.
I do, too. And he's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw him on video years ago, and you just knew he was special. I mean, all right, Samoa Joe, Finn Balor, you're a fan of both of those guys.
Yeah.
Tell you what I'm going to do. We'll give you the pen on that last one.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, man.
Let you make the call, because I don't care one way or the other. Samoa Joe's believable, and he looks like he could beat somebody up.
I'm picking Samoa Joe based on his history.
Uh-huh.
Again, 10 years from now, Finn Balor may be the pick. You know, Finn Balor is, he's just getting started in his WWE career. He had a great career in New Japan. So, yes, I am going to go with Samoa Joe.
All right, well, there we go.
Who the rumor is, he'll be on the main roster before the Royal Rumble.
All right.
You believe it when you see it. All right, Mark, did my phone die? Did you kill my phone?
I didn't do anything.
What happened?
Well, let's just wrap this bad boy up here.
You killed my phone. All right. So we were live streaming on Facebook. My phone died. Typical. That's a typical day at the office for us. But we're finishing up our current wrestlers bracket. We're down to 16. We're ready for our final 64. Mark, tell them how this broke down.
We had Brock Lesnar defeating Bobby Lashley. Jay Briscoe defeated Adam Cole. Kevin Owens defeated Rey Mysterio Jr. Tanahashi defeated Zack Sabre Jr. Matt Hardy defeats Cody Rhodes. Okada defeats Sheamus. Chris Hero over Dean Ambrose. Seth Rollins over Pentagon Jr. In a hard fought battle.
Yes.
A hard fought. Yeah. Trading finishes for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns finally figured out a way to pull it out over Randy Orton. Jeff Hardy defeats Bobby Roode. AJ Styles destroys Cesaro. The Miz over Jay Lethal. Rusev crushes Chris Jericho. John Cena buries Dolph Ziggler. Daniel Bryan with a flying knee lift to Nakamura. And Samoa Joe over Finn Balor.
Well, y'all right there, big man? Mark's about to fall down.
Oh, yeah.
So we're now down to our final 64. And the way we're going to do that is it's going to be broken down. Again, it's a blind draw. So four brackets of 16 get down to the final four. And so we're going to do that. The way we're going to do that is one side of the bracket at a time. So we're going to have one bracket 1 week. One side of the tournament 1 week, the other side the next week, and then we'll have Sweet 16, Elite 8, Final Four, Championship, and that'll be broken down over various episodes. And, hey, if you don't want to miss any of this, it's the biggest, best, and only fantasy tournament on wrestling podcast. Everybody, listen, everybody else is talking about how horrible Raw was. Not us.
Yeah.
You people are intelligent.
We don't care.
We don't care. Because tell them, Mark.
Life's too short to watch bad wrestling.
Right. And listen, this is what got us into wrestling. Some fantasy booking. We skipped class in high school, technically, to...
Distracted because I took a drink of water.
No, I was thinking about Mr. Nelms and how he knew we were up to something in the student government office.
His haircut was
spectacular.
I'm pretty sure he used Vaseline to keep his hair in place.
It never moved. Somebody said one time, I heard a story, a tennis player was telling how, like, one time the wind caught it and it just blew it straight up kind of deal. So it'd be interesting to see.
I'd like to see that.
So if you want to catch up with the tournament, wherever you're listening to this, if you go to doubledropkick.com, right there, you can go to any of the posts. There's a player there. You can listen to any of our episodes. You can subscribe. That's what we really need you to do. If you go on our Facebook group, The Wrestling You Grew Up With, we're over 10,000 members strong, which is awesome. I remember when we crossed 1,000 members, that was a huge deal. And the group's growing by leaps and bounds. And the pinned post on there, on the Facebook group, the pinned post, which is at the top, we're doing a giveaway. So you take a screenshot, super easy on your phone, take a screenshot of you subscribing to our podcast, or if you've already subscribed, take a screenshot of the 5-star review that you gave us on iTunes. You post that on this pinned post. You'll be entered to win a giveaway. We're giving away an autographed picture of Magnum TA and Nikita Koloff from an event the other night. Super fun event. I got choked up introducing them. I didn't quite cry. I choked up. Because I realized, I'm introducing these guys. And I wasn't really prepared to. That wasn't in the script.
There's no such thing as scripts in wrestling. It's a format.
No, I didn't mean that like that. I meant it. If we were going to Taco Bell today and we got hit by a deer, that's not in the script. That's what I would. I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that as a wrestling term. I meant that as a life.
Gotcha.
That wasn't part in the script.
It wasn't scripted.
That's right. So for all you people who are like, wrestling's too script. Listen, it ain't.
Because Heath cried, and I promise you that wasn't in the script.
No, it was not, because I didn't know that was going to happen. And it's still real to me. And it was great, seeing those guys the other night.
It was, dude. I thought it was cool.
Because I'll never be a wrestler. I mean, there's a possibility, slim possibility, I might have one match in my life. One. But I'm not going to, I'm, that window's closed. But I'm getting to do what I love. I'm getting to do really what deep down I always wanted to do. I wasn't going to be Dusty Rhodes, but I could be the guy fawning over Dusty Rhodes in the commentary booth. And so I think that just,
tell them what happened. You were saying, some of us are here tonight because we watched these two men.
No, I mean, I said, hey, you know, some of us love wrestling because these two men, they had a best of seven series. What are you doing right there?
You can flip this up and get the little thing to land on the.
This story is so captivating.
It's aggravating when you're doing something and somebody else is fidgeting around with stuff, ain't it? That's what you do to me all the time.
That's because I have a medical condition.
I was just picking at you.
Anyway,
that's what you do to me.
That is not. You know what you call fidgeting? You know what I call?
What's that?
Working.
Oh, you're always text messaging people.
I am not. I'm trying to grow our audience. I'm sending out tweets. I'm sending out Instagrams and pixels.
Do we even have an Instagram?
Not the Double Dropkick Show.
Of course you set one up for somebody else.
I set one up for myself.
It's not a big surprise. Just set up one to do something for somebody else. But
listen, it's hard enough running one Instagram account.
Yeah, you're right.
So, I don't even know what I was talking about. I was talking about Magnum T.A. and Nikita Krylov. Yeah, we were talking about me crying. Yeah.
For the record, I almost cried when you started crying.
Right.
I didn't, because I'm a man, but I almost did. Because I knew, like, all joking aside, I knew how big of a deal that was. Like, I was like, he's over there getting to announce Magnum T.A. and Nikita Krylov.
Yeah.
You look like you're about to cry right now.
No, I'm not. I'm
disgusted. And it
kind of
choked. When you got choked up, it kind of choked me up.
And in the moment, I was trying to fight it back.
Oh, and that's what made it beautiful.
But I got,
because that's what made your voice crack.
But I got a sense from the audience as I was looking around.
That it's okay.
That they were right there with me.
Uh-huh.
That they understood.
And you kind of got, you did this thing that you don't normally do when you got fired up. You went, you know, like, hey, we're here tonight because we like these men. Smack them, see, I didn't care to call off. He kind of went the full JR for a minute.
So the opposite of that would be when Mark was announcing, our announcer had to leave. He had an emergency. So I'm having to announce the winner of a match. Mark takes the microphone, and it's clear to see on the video that's going to be posted. I say, the winner and new next level champion, which is clear to hear. Mark steals the microphone, and all you hear is nothing, because Mark doesn't know how to hold a wireless microphone.
What did I do wrong?
You just didn't hold it right. You got to hold it right on the bottom of your lip.
Hey,
because all you hear is sound like Charlie Brown. So anyway,
I was excited because Joshua Gillespie won. Won the next level title.
That was a great match.
It was.
It was a great night because of you and me. So, except, please tell your boy. All right. Excuse me.
My what?
Your monster. Please tell him that what he did was completely unnecessary.
You tell him.
Well, anyway, if you want to know what we're talking about.
I ain't no errand boy.
3countpro.com. You can find out what I'm talking about.
We don't run messages for each other.
All right. Hey, so go to the Facebook group, The Wrestling You Grew Up With. I'm looking at the phone and gesturing as if we're still live on video, but my phone died. So
that's why I came over here and said
I just thought you were tired. All right, we're on Twitter. I'm at Heath Mulliken.
I'm at the DDK Show.
And again, hold on, I'm about to sneeze again.
Do you have...
Oh, goodness.
Can I just ask you a question? Because we went on video for the whole world to see. Did you do that wearing your mom's britches? I mean, they got a female cut to them. Are those men's pants? I just want to know.
These are men's pants. These are, I saw the tag. Now, my mom did buy them for me.
Okay. I was just asking.
Listen.
Do they have an elastic waistband? I just need to know. Do those pants have an elastic waistband?
You call them mom.
Yes or no? Do those pants?
Can you not see it?
Do those pants have an elastic?
Yes. I'm fat. I can't. Listen. Hey, I can't wear jeans. I can't wear regular jeans anymore.
There's like I wear regular pants. How can you not wear it? How can you not find them?
Because I'm at that size.
Because you're really, really short.
Yeah.
I have that problem finding pants because I'm so tall.
My waist is bigger than my legs.
You are literally bigger around than you are tall at this point. How you going to be bigger around than you are tall?
Listen, I was thinking about that this morning.
What size?
Oh, dude, I don't even know now.
You know. Don't act like you don't know.
I was 42-29, and now
42-29.
What are you?
I'm big. I'm real big.
But you're not bigger around than you are tall, are
no.
you?
Actually, I am, yeah. We all are, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think, even if my waist were 30... which would be the normal size.
Right.
That would be bigger around.
If my waist were 30, Lord have mercy.
You would people would come up to you.
I would be able to stand in the rain and dodge it.
If your waist were 30, people would come up. That's what you need to do. Because people would just give you money. They would assume you were sick or something.
Yeah, I know it,
oh,
man.
I'm so sorry, man.
I'm
Are
so
you
sorry.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah, I'm in pretty bad. I mean, I'm just in rough shape, man. Just in rough shape. But I'm trying to cut myself some slack because, like, all of my, it's all stress weight. You know, it's been a tough.
No, some of that's food.
I don't know, man. I'm not the one that ate $15 worth of Taco Bell today.
How many McRibs have you had since then?
I have not had one in 2 weeks. I have not
before
had
that. How many McRibs have you had since they brought them back?
I had 8.
Nah.
I had 8 2-packs of McRibs, so 16.
You have had 6. McRibs have been back like a month. You've had 16 McRibs.
And I hadn't had one in 2 weeks. So I had 8. The first week they were back, I had 8. I had them 4 times. I ate 2 each time. Because they give you a second one for $1.49.
And you'd be crazy not to get
that. And then in the, like we said that on Saturday, by the following Wednesday, I had had 8 more. Whew. I was packing them in, man.
But so what I'm saying is you say that the weight is all stress related.
Right, it is.
And the eating may be stress related, but the weight is from the food.
Nah.
Because you act like... You're like, oh, you ate $15 worth of Taco Bell. You act like you didn't eat like $13 or $14 worth.
It was less than $13.
Oh, so it was $12 something.
But it's weird because I had more food.
Honestly,
I had
that's
more
what
food
I was about
you.
To say. Which one of us had more food on our plate?
Well, that's because they gave me extra because they liked me.
No. Which one of us had more taco-related items?
Oh, it was me because I shop better.
Yeah, you ordered like some combo meal that came with a bunch of stuff and I didn't. I ordered everything, as they say, a la carte.
A la carte. You know, this tournament was a la carte, and this show is a la carte. But we'd rather you cart all of them to your subscribe and your download.
And then before you add to your cart on Amazon, go to Double Dropkick while you do your holiday shopping.
That's right. It takes you 2 seconds. DoubleDropkick.com. Click on that Amazon banner, and it costs you nothing extra. It puts a little money. When I say little, I mean little.
Yeah.
Also, if you're shopping for a wrestling fan, there's some High Spots banners there. We get a kickback from that. If you're looking for a gift for your dad, there's a Dollar Shave Club banner. You can click on that. Audible. Hey, listen, here's a great deal for Christmas. You know, everybody else, listen, here's what you do. You've already gotten something for everybody else.
get something for yourself.
Do
you
it.
Click on that Audible banner.
Yes, do it.
You get a free download,
do
a free
it.
Month.
Click on the banner.
Free book. Free and then you can cancel it.
Cancel it, but do it first.
Do it first.
I figured I'd try subliminal messages. What's the worst that can happen?
And then what was the other, go to patreon.com/doubledropkick, or you can click on the banner there at doubledropkick.com. Just support the show. If you pledge $1 a month, what do we give? Oh, $1 a month gets you on Patreon. We upload one episode a month that is just for our patrons. If you give $5 a month, we're going to do an episode off the topic you want to talk about, and we're going to bring you – no, it's episode – what is it? Do we bring them on, or we talk about something they want to talk about? And you get the private episode. $10 a month, you get an autographed picture of a legend. You get to be on the show, and we talk about what you want to talk about. And you get that free episode, which this month's free episode, or excuse me, this month's private episode is a fast-forwarded video of them taking a ring down, which is not you're not going to see every day. But you can also see me and Mark telling stories on there, shows that weren't good enough to make the final cut.
Yeah, you pay us, we'll let you listen to it.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, hey, it's been a long day, and we're finishing up recording. So, as always, for the Double Drop Kick Show, I'm Heath Mulliken.
I'm Mark Whitman.
And that's it this week, fans. Oh, so long for now.